Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Book Sounds Book Review Podcast. I'm Eric.
And I'm Tracy.
And something you probably haven't heard in a while is I'm doing the introduction to this episode,
what?
So we are doing one of Tracy's books today, sort of.
Yeah, that means.
And the sort of is that I also read this book, so you get a double whammy on this one. So the book we're talking about is The Bewitching Hour by Ashley Poston.
Yep.
Which I think that this is actually Ashley Poston as an adult. What is it? A young adult author?
A young adult author, yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Okay. What I like to equate this to is Ashley Poston meets the CW.
Yeah. So, and I think that's a really, really, really good.
It's kind of like if you're an adult and you like to watch the CW, you might like this.
Yeah, I think that's a very good reference, and this is actually based on the Buffy universe.
Yes, and but if you don't know the Buffy universe, if you don't like it, you probably won't like the book. But if you're not familiar with it, if you've never watched it, or you've only watched a little bit, you can still read the book. Because I've only watched a little bit, and this is a Tara prequel. And I don't know if I'm actually familiar with Tara other than in this book.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of experience with Buffy the TV show either, but I looked her up online to see who played her, and I don't even remotely remember her.
Yeah.
From what I gathered, I think she dated Willow,
right?
Yeah. Who is, I believe, Allison Hannigan, right?
Yes, and I'm very familiar with her.
Yeah.
But Tara, I'm not familiar with. So, you can jump right into this book not knowing who she is or really even Buffy. But it's great because if you are familiar, there are certain things that you will pick up on. It does have Giles, who helped.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of has Giles.
Yeah,
but
I mean, yeah, very, very little. They refer to him. Really,
yeah, they refer to him, and that's about it. And
yeah, that is about it. You're right.
And being that neither one of us knows the Buffy world very well, I would say that Tara is the only actual character from the Buffy world.
I think
but
so.
And we could be wrong on that because we're just not.
Right. Well, it takes place in a different place.
Yep.
So Buffy takes place in Sunnydale, California. And this book takes place in Hellbourne, Vermont.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I know it was Hellbourne. I didn't know where it actually was.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So they take place in different places, but so that would kind of explain why they don't have the same cast, I guess you could say. And Tara just moved to Hellbourne.
Right.
And then some stuff started to go down. But at the very beginning of the book, they did a very, like a little intro, and they talk about a witch burning that happened hundreds of years ago. And I'm kind of sitting there and I'm like, where the heck is this going? There has nothing to do with Buffy, a school, anything like this. But then you'll kind of understand. They talk about in the, like every year they do a remembrance of this witch burning and everything. So then they talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But so when Tara moves to this school, they had just had two different students die. Mm-hmm. And some people are saying that they got killed. Some people are just saying, oh, no, it was accidents. And Tara just was put in one of these students' lockers. And none of his stuff was cleaned out and everything. And about half the students dislike her because she's
like his replacement
or something
like that.
And they're like, well, she's in his locker and everything. And she's like, I can't do anything about this. So, you know, right off the bat, she's kind of disliked and kind of the odd student out because she's new and she's in this kid's locker.
And it's important to point out to you too that she's also a witch.
Yep.
Nobody knows this
except for her family, which is a bad thing because
her family does not approve of her being a witch at all.
Yeah, it's horrible. And the reason they disapprove of this is because her dad dislikes it because the problem is her mom was a witch and he blames this witchcraft for her death.
Yeah, which I don't think they really ever explain exactly
what happened. I don't think
they
exactly explain. I don't really remember. It's been a little bit since I've read this. But I think something went wrong. Something happened. And he thinks that
It's directly tied to her practicing and, witchcraft,
and the whole
which
thing,
it probably is, you know.
Probably, but I think it's just whatever happened, she was probably trying to help somebody or whatever. Mm. And I know that Tara, the whole book, she's just saying, you know, Mom, I can't believe I couldn't save you and all this stuff. And he hates her because she couldn't help the mom, hates the mom because she was a witch, thinks it was evil, doesn't realize that there's a difference between good and bad magic. Mm. And Tara can't show the fact that she's a witch because there is a difference between good and bad magic. And it's a very interesting book because of that. I mean, and there's all these different creatures you end up realizing in this book. And right off the bat, too, she meets a whole bunch of different characters. This different guy that shows her around the school that we'll get into, Baz. And then this girl, Daphne, who she ends up falling for. And the problem is, Daphne is Eric.
A witch hunter.
Yes. And she's actually more than just a witch hunter. She really follows. She kind of hunts everything, it seems like. I mean, I think she would even, I think she hunts even vampires and everything.
At one point in time made a reference that maybe she would turn into a vampire hunter if witch hunting didn't work out, which I didn't understand because I guess you know, like her whole family is witch hunters, and it just kind of made me think like you were kind of selected for this task.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, if she didn't like witch hunting, she would just switch to vampire hunting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Here she is. She's kind of got this crush on this girl. And then it's like, oh, by the way, I'm this witch hunter. And it's like, well, I like this girl, but she hunts my kind. So,
but evil ones.
Yes, so. The evil one. Well, yeah, but I mean, how do you say it? By the way, I'm a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
it's very hard to come out and say.
And obviously, if you're a witch hunter, you probably more shed towards the fact that witches are evil than good.
Right.
So,
right. You just say, well, there's no distinction.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you could show that, but it's very hard. Then it's like you got to prove to the parents, well, I'm a good one kind of thing. It's a very hard, hard thing. You don't know how anybody's going to react to that. So you just kind of err on the side of, I don't tell. Mm-hmm. So you don't tell anybody in the school when there's deaths going down. You just keep it to yourself, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And one of the number one thing I found really intriguing about this book is because I read this because I thought Ashley Poston was pretty good.
Right.
But the previous book, which I can't even think of what is the...
Oh, The Dead Romantics.
The Dead Romantics. Like the word title was right on the tip of my tongue and I just couldn't get it, the words to come out.
Yeah.
But... like, that was totally not my style of book. And this is a lot closer to my style of a fiction book if I'm going to read it. So I read it with that in mind. And what I got to say is that when I first started reading this book, and I feel like I kind of had this with The Dead Romantics too, mm-hmm. where I was just like, it's good. They're nothing special, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It wasn't. And I think that really Ashley Poston's style of writing isn't that... she isn't a magnificent writer in my eyes. Mm-hmm. She doesn't enthrall me, but there's something about her that
it's
I think
her.
When she writes, a huge amount of her personality mm-hmm. gets poured onto the paper. And that I feel like if I met her, I would think she was pretty rad.
Oh, yeah. She is, I think, a remarkable human being. I think you know that it's her when you read it. I've watched different competition shows for music, dancing, whatever. And they say that one of the best things is when the person performs is that you know that it's them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best compliment that they can give. And I think that's something that you can say for Ashley is that when you read her book, you know it's hers. She puts her own stamp on it. She's kind of quirky. She's unique, and she's just, it's just her, and I love that,
which is very much us.
It's just very unique, and I think that's the best thing, because you could read a paragraph and say, that is absolutely her.
And I think her writing style, at least for me, is you read it, you interpret it, you think, oh, that's pretty good.
And then you think about it more. But then as you
think about it more and more,
it's like a Sundance. There's
little elements that happen that she writes about mm-hmm. that just kind of creates a bigger picture or something. And,
right.
And it just continues to get better and better and better.
And that's the best and, kind of writing, whatever kind it is.
Anybody were to ask me, say, explain to me what she does that makes it so special.
Makes you think.
I can't do that. And I think that's just like, she just has a radiant personality that's bleeding off on the paper. And that's why you have that effect on you.
I think
you
she would really love to hear that, honestly.
That's, you can't I identify think that's, what it is, but it's just something about her that's just
well, and what
memorable
I think is,
and you know, just great.
Yeah. What so. I think is great, too, is you asked me, you said, you know, do you have any others of her young author books? And because I am currently reading one that is a Marvel book, and I'm just partway through. And I said, yeah, I have some that's in a Geekerella series, which just in its name alone is hilarious. So I read the first sentence, and I said, was it like geek meets love story, something like that? And you said, sold. But then you looked at some of the other ones that I hadn't bought yet. And I said, I didn't buy them yet because I wanted to make sure that I liked the other ones. And these ones didn't seem quite like me, so I just wanted to hold off. But when you looked at them, you said, oh, well, these are for me.
Yeah.
And so next week, right, Eric?
Yep.
Next week, you've got your first one coming, which I think is amazing.
Next Thursday, I happened to look at Amazon today, and it's a Thursday. It should be here.
So I love that you have your first Ashley Poston book coming. So it's incredible.
And it's a two-part series, too.
I love it. I love it that you're hooked. I mean, it's an author that I just bought on a whim because I thought the name sounded awesome. The cover looked awesome. And then now I'm just hooked on her. And I mean, because like what you said, she is just her own. She's got a shining personality, just all of this stuff. She makes you think. And I mean, just everything about her. I can't say enough good things about her, the way that she writes.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we've never met her. So, I mean, but
yeah,
I will tell
you that.
Yeah,
I know it sounds like we've met her.
That if I met her and she wasn't just this glowing, rad person, I would be so disappointed because, I mean, I have a definite picture of her. And
do you know who I think she would remind me of? I just, for some reason, I feel like she would just act a lot like, and I don't know why, I feel like she would be a lot like Felicia Day.
I was just going to say, yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
I just feel like she just feels like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, and
I know that she's got kind of between like red, blonde. So is it?
Yeah. And she's just, I mean, if you look
she's
at
a
what
little
she's,
nerd kind of girl.
Yeah.
Just,
when you look at what she's writing, like, I have an image of.
I mean, I know what she looks like. I just
I have an image
of
what a romance author is looks like to me.
Oh, and she's
and she doesn't look like one at all. You know,
which really is kind of what Emily Henry looks like, not what you picture.
No, and most of these romance authors that you listen to don't fit that you know that image whatsoever. So
yeah.
So
it's fun, you know, but you'll love the characters in the book. Like I said, the guy who shows her around Baz, he's a hoot. The whole time I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, like what is going to be wrong with him? And I'm not going to tell you if there is anything wrong with him or not, but I kept going, is there something wrong with him? And there are more and more deaths that happen after she comes to this school, so there's just problems that happen, and she everyone thinks that it's her.
Yeah,
and
she basically catches on with the other new girl, which I think you had mentioned, who was Daphne.
Didn't notice that.
And they
I didn't mention that she was new. Yes,
and they try to hunt down. You know, they work together to find who this witch is that is killing everybody.
And I kept thinking I knew who the killer was, but I did not. I kept. Yeah, I was wrong. She did a
very good job with, like.
So she was good
leading you in all the wrong directions and stuff like that. I also like how, like you said, with Baz.
You kept calling him Baz, and I call him Baz because Sebastian. So
she kept making, because I had the same feeling at some point, like this dude's going to turn out to be just a bad guy in some way. Mm-hmm. And she did a really good job because he was like the popular kid in school.
Right.
He was the jock, blah, blah, blah. And the whole time he was very nice and very like watching out for
right.
What's her name?
For Tara.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just like, wait, what's her name?
And Tara. And the whole time you're reading it, you're thinking like this is too good to be true. This guy's right. going to do something weird, something messed up. But he doesn't do anything screwed up or messed up. But they do reveal why he yep. had her back the whole time. And it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
It was just masterfully done.
And the other thing I have to say is, again, Ashley can paint a picture. I remember when I was reading this book, I'm in school. Mm-hmm. I'm in school and I'm miserable, but I can picture it. And then in Hellborn, it's like I'm picturing walking down these like fall, dark, dreary streets. And I'm like, this is no place for a kid to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like I can just picture the places that she is painting, the scenes. And she is just a master at doing that. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that we need writing these kinds of books. And this is why I read fiction books, is to go other places. So this is why I love reading her stories. Mm-hmm. So
and I think it's also important to point out that if you're an avid hater of Buffy for some reason,
you
like this book has really nothing to do with
right.
Buffy. You can
that's why I'm saying if you don't know Buffy,
you'll have to skip over the word Giles like three times
yep,
in the
exactly,
book.
Exactly.
And then if you skip over it that three times, you'll have no idea that it has anything
right.
to do with Buffy.
That's exactly
so,
it.
I mean,
yeah, because otherwise I'm like, I don't really, I mean, and you might realize if you remember this girl, Tara. Otherwise, meh. But I mean, and the great thing too is if you're curious, I did read, I don't remember if it was in this jacket pocket or somewhere else. I did read that Ashley Poston is a huge nerd in terms of she used to write fan fiction. And so this is something that comes naturally to her.
Yeah, this is like very much in her wheelhouse of what she.
So,
and again, just another indication that directs that her personality is probably pretty rad.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you find this pretty rad, we find this to be pretty rad. You guys might find this to be pretty nerdy. I find this pretty rad. So, yeah, I mean, just one of those things to consider if this is cool.
And the other thing that I really noticed about this book too is, so you alluded to it a little bit that mm-hmm. that so Tara and this Daphne, they become friends and become more than friends at a certain point in the book.
Yeah, super cute.
Yeah. And, you know, coming from that she is typically a romance artist, she did
a masterful job
of, because obviously what you might read in one of her romance books, she can't really write in a young adult book. Not that really her romance books get very hot and steamy, but
right.
But she had to kind of tone it down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but
she did a masterful job
of toning it down to the point, but like
right.
these two as a couple
were so
absolutely
cute.
Adorable.
Like I remember the time that you said, you know, I would check in with you every so often and you said, oh man, I just got to the chapter where she got wet or something. And so she had to go over to Daphne's house and borrow a sweatshirt. So she said, oh man, you mean I get to smell like you all day?
Yeah.
And it's just, it is so cute because you think back to high school mm-hmm. or even past high school, and you think about wearing the sweatshirt of the person that you like and smelling like them. And it's just, you get the little butterflies in your tummy, and it's just like, and it is so cute. And that is the equivalent of something so much larger mm-hmm. in one of her other books. And honestly, I would sometimes just take that over something other than that, because that is just the cutest thing to me. Mm-hmm. So that is why I say this is Ashley Poston on CW. because it's like you can just picture that. That's like, that is like Buffy, Dawson's Creek, that, you know, just.
And yeah. I also think she just did a really good job of resonating with like young youth, because
yeah,
she had a really good, like Tara had the crappy family.
Yeah.
Treated her like crap.
Yeah, imagine.
And then she met Daphne's family, and Daphne's family was just fun and perfect.
Yeah. And then you.
And I think being, if I was, I don't know, 16 years old reading this book,
you're like, oh, if I was going through any of that,
mm-hmm. God, the way she did it would just, I mean, it would make me feel so much better, and it would make me feel, mm-hmm. you know, to know that, oh, you know, there's a witch out there that feels the same way or whatever, you know.
It was just done very, very well. And the fact is, like, I say this constantly about her, I love that she writes about everybody, the girl, the mixed gender, the they, everybody. And the fact that she writes a book about the girl who likes the girl here, because I mean, you could be a 16-year-old reading this and going, oh my gosh, I can have that, even if I'm in a bad household, or even if, you know, I'm the new girl in class and I can have a relationship like that. Just anything like that. These are things that everybody wonders about, and she's writing about this. She really tackled a lot in this book, honestly, if you think about it. My goodness.
And the book would be a perfect escape for somebody going through so many different things in high school.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. So this is part of the Buffy universe, and I want to put it out there that I'm a huge, I do like Joss Whedon a lot, but this book is way better than anything we ever produced in the Buffy universe.
Yes, so, I agree. I agree.
So, I mean, this is, it's a very, very good book, and it does everything it should do right.
Yeah.
You know? And maybe it's not, I mean, we're two 40-year-olds reading this book that's targeted towards 16-year-olds. I mean, if it resonated as much with us as it did, like, think if you're 16 years old what it would do for you, you know?
I know. I'm kind of curious. I wish my 16-year-old self could read this. And
yeah, because I think it would be a game changer for you. You know, like, it was a really powerful book. And I again go back to, she just has that weird style where...
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like as I was reading it, I was just enthralled.
Yeah. But sometimes I think that's one of those things, though, when afterwards you can think about it and go, huh.
Yeah.
That was something.
It's kind of like this book is like a top shelf independent movie. Because normally, at least for me, when I watch independent movies,
those are the good ones. You think about it after.
I watch it, and the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, this is fine. And then you get done and you think about it, and you think about everything they did right and how well thought out certain things were in the book, in the movie.
It just makes
it 100 times better, and that's exactly what happened with this book. So I'd highly recommend anybody check it out, but especially if you're into sci-fi.
Yes,
this is great.
If you're a quirky person, and if you're maybe somebody who feels a little bit misguided, lonely sometimes,
and being that she comes from the fan fiction world. As far as like, if I understand what fan fiction is properly, well, so
I know,
but I am not good enough in the Buffy universe to be able to pick up all the references are in this book, because I'm going to guess that she probably has this book laced mm-hmm. with references that somebody that really enjoyed Buffy would probably pick up like 50 things where the only thing I can tell you that's in there is Giles.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, me too. I know. You know, I've only watched a little bit since I met you, and I know that you watched it well before we met.
I did, but I never watched it a lot. So I think the primary reason why I watched it was because so many other things that Joss Whedon does.
Oh, are I just like, brilliant.
I like so much. And yeah. But Buffy just never really.
Yeah.
It was never really much for me. So.
So here's the question of the hour. Out of 5, what would you rate this?
Why don't you start?
All right.
Because I can use your review as my basis. This is for hard. My review.
Well, luckily, I already had it written down, so I don't have to think today. I have a 4.6, which I agree. I agree with myself.
Okay, so what makes it a 4.6? Like,
okay. What makes it a 4.6? Yeah, now you're putting me on the...
Generally, when you give a review, you don't just give a number.
I know. Okay. Well, so here's the thing. I think, again, it's very strong. Like you said, incredible author.
Mm-hmm.
She puts everything in it. She sets the scene. So you feel like you're there. At least I do. I don't know if you did. She puts everybody in terms of different races, different... genders different. She puts in terms of people, dating different, everything. And then if we're really talking about it, we at the end we're like, you know what? This is a book that the more we talk about it, the more we like it. The more we talk about her, the more we like her. I mean, look, I keep buying her books. The more books I read by her, after I read this book, I wanted to go get another book by her.
Mm-hmm.
So that says something.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited by her. I get excited about her book.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the fact that we kept getting suspicious about who the different, like about Baz, about who the different killer was. I mean, like everything that she put in it, the different facets. So, and obviously I can't give it a perfect because I can't give it a, like, I want to know, like, I don't know, obviously, the different facets of the Buffy. So I can't, because like, I want to say, like, in terms of how it connects to the Buffy world, but I don't know, it's just an incredible book.
And I think actually I'll just match your rating. And my reasons for it are just because, first of all, while I was never into Buffy, I do think the Buffy universe is a cool concept.
Agreed.
You know, like I always thought Buffy the show was kind of cheesy, but the whole idea of vampires, witches, whatever, running around,
right?
You know, among us, that's a really cool concept to me. So there's that, and I would argue that while this is part of that universe, I feel like Ashley Poston did an amazing job of setting this book up where she could make it her own world. She made it her own world.
Yeah.
But it still fit in quite well with,
right,
with the Buffy world too. So it could be that Buffy book, but at the same time, if you're even if you hate Buffy, you could enjoy this book because it's not that closely tied to it.
Right.
And then just there's so many elements of this book. Like, there are pieces of me that would tell you that I believe she might be a better young adult.
See, me too.
Than a romance author.
Yeah, like, I love her romance books, but I love her young adult books. I don't know which one I would say that I like more.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is an amazing book, but her, like, I really don't know which one I could say I like more.
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
And I would say that, like, this one, like, she did a wonderful job with the whole, I mean, God, the romance between Daphne and Tara it's melting. It's perfect.
I know.
And just the way she does Boz.
I know.
And the way she builds that concept of, like, if Boz, like, this guy's got to have some ulterior motive. Like, he's got to be doing all this, and he's got to be this good of a guy for a reason. And your brain, at least my brain, went to a completely different place than where it ended up being. And when we got to where it was, I was like, that's awesome. That's clever how you did that.
I know.
You know? And so, and there's just, and then I think like a lot of the family dynamics you see really, really would resonate with teenage kids. I mean, it just, the way, so much stuff she covered in this book, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
She really put some thought into this and is like, how can I write a great book that would also, you know, have a positive effect on kids?
Yes. And I think you articulated it a lot better than I did. Yes. Because she's the way that she did it. And I want to just say, like, the whole thing about keeping it with the Buffy world, it's so hard for me to say whether she did it or not, because I'm not familiar enough with it, like you said, with the Easter eggs, whether or not she did or not. She probably absolutely did, but we aren't familiar enough. It's kind of like when I watch snowboarding or something, I'm like, it looks good, but I don't know because I'm not familiar enough with this world. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, and I think the perfect reference point is something we can both really relate to is that if you watch iZombie, all the freaking references they make back to Veronica Mars.
Absolutely. We're
like, we know it well enough to catch all of them for the most part, but we just don't know the Buffy universe. She could have as many reference points, you know, things like that in this book that are pointing back to Buffy that we just don't know because we don't know Buffy.
Yeah. I'll bet you she absolutely is.
So, and I'll be honest with you, like, that is a very strong thing about iZombie is to, I mean, iZombie is a very good show to begin with, but then you sprinkle on all that Veronica Mars reference.
Right, and because for us, it's absolutely easy. And I'm sure for people like us who go straight from Veronica Mars to iZombie, and for most people who read, maybe not most people, but for a lot of people who read this book, they're like, oh, of course. This is no big deal. Mm-hmm. But for some people, like...
Well, I think, like, for a lot of the Buffy fans, if they read it, and I can't tell you if she nailed that in this book, but if she did...
Oh, I'll bet you it's
amazing. I mean, this book is probably an 11 out of 5
for a devout
Buffy fan, because...
Yeah. You know, well, and if I, like, I'm starting to watch Buffy again, which I've only, like I said, watched a little bit since but if I do actually get through watching it, I'm gonna try to reread this book, and then I'll bet you
you might be able to pick out some of them. And the other thing I just wanted to add about this is that the other thing I find really interesting about this is because I love the idea of, ever since I kind of learned about podcasting and stuff like that, I've always wondered why I'm actually ashamed that society hasn't created things where, you know, like, it starts on television and then it goes to a podcast and it goes to books, like giving everybody a bunch of different resources to absorb the same storyline. And they do kind of do that. Somebody can be like, dude, there's Buffy books and there's Buffy TV shows.
Right.
And you're right. There is. But nobody's ever done this on like a granular scale. Mm-hmm. Like, and the one of the things when they do it is that it seems to me like 90% of the time they just hire crappy authors to write this stuff.
That is true.
And in this situation, in this situation, they didn't. This is a very good author writing this book. And part of me wonders, is that a decision they made to like spend more money on the authors to try to grow this view? Or is it just, or did she come out and say, I want to do this because this is something I've always wanted to do?
It's possible that she said, look, this is a passion project of mine. Can I do this?
Right. So I'd be very interested to know which way it rolls on that because...
Yeah, I'm very curious because she got this one and the Marvel one. So I'm just very curious how that happened.
And the other thing, too, is I will point out that I don't follow this type of stuff. I haven't looked at a book that crosses over into a universe of a movie in a long time. So maybe this is really common to have a big author write these books right now. But... The last time I broached this subject, I didn't find that to be the case. I found it to be like, basically the authors that were writing the books were, I mean, kind of you might have been able to write a better book with ChatGPT right now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. Well, I'd say she did a pretty good job. I would read it again.
Yeah.
Definitely. And
I will watch for her to do more stuff like this because...
Well, I'll let you know. She's on my Instagram.
Yeah,
so.
Because I mean, while most of the romance books that you've had me read so far have not been bad, it's just not my thing and I don't want to do it. But I will happily read anything she does like this.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'll read that Marvel book, that two-part series of that. I don't even remember what it's about, but it's very sci-fi, the thing... that I'm getting.
Oh,
And then of course the Geekerella thing is just really interesting.
That's a three-part one. The next one she's coming out with is a romance. So sorry about that one.
And I gotta add that I don't know, but 4.6 might be the highest rating I've ever given a book.
Impressive.
So I don't give a high praises very often. So good job on this one.
She is fast becoming one of my favorites. I was just trying to figure that in my head. I was like, you know, I know I've got some top ones there, but she's definitely, I definitely have the most of hers compared to, I mean, there's a couple authors that I have the most or the same number of books as her. But
and you know you're a good author when everybody but likes you, but no, we both can't really pin what makes her so good.
Yeah.
And I think that's a sign of a really good author. Well, when you can't figure out exactly what it is, but damn, it's good.
The way that I figure it is if I want to hang out with you, you're pretty cool. Hmm. Or I mean, that makes it sound really, really cocky, but no, the way that I figure it though is if I want to hang out with you, you're doing a good job writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you're doing something in your writing that's coming out.
Right. There's a certain charisma there or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, that's exactly it. You have charisma in your writing.
Yeah. Which I think probably in turn makes you a very good writer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah. I think she's doing a great job. Great job. And I'm going to continue to watch her and... continue to like her.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess, you know, probably our two highest ratings ever comes off of a young adult book from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer universe, which is just weird, we fully realize, but...
I don't care.
If you're listening to this
episode,
person. I hope that you've listened to enough of our podcast to realize that we're just a little weird, so...
A little weird?
Yeah. So...
So, yeah. But hey, if you are listening to this episode, we hope you continue to listen.
Yeah, because we got coming up will be, I don't think we done Eric's first foray into his own fiction book review? Did we do that? I don't think we did, right?
No, I don't think we did yet.
Yeah, so that might be one of our next reviews will be my first ever chosen fiction book to read.
Ooh, I'm excited for this
for
podcast,
that one. So,
yeah. So maybe we'll do that one in 2 weeks. How about that?
Yeah, we can put that on the next docket because I think I already have it written up. So
awesome.
So all right, with that, do you have anything else you want to add to this?
I don't.
Other than the fact of everybody should just go buy this book and
yes.
You know, tell us how we're wrong or right.
And every other Ashley Poston book, highly recommend it.
So all right, with that, we'll wrap this episode up. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.